Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Be my next to last guest as my time here at Manhattan Broadcasting is drawing to a close. Do want to remind folks, though, that if you can catch me a little later this afternoon around 4:40, I'll be on the game on KMAN to say some farewells there since I did a lot of work on the game over my years here at KMAN. But now, in for Julie Walter, I have Karen Mays with North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, my last guest.
Hey, Brady, we sure want to wish you the best as you go on to good things in your future.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. And you got some events coming up.
We do. We have our big Sunflower Fair, which is our biggest health fair and outreach to all of our people who really of any age, but certainly people age 55 and older may be interested in this. We've got financial things that may be of interest to them, health topics that may be of interest, and we've got the K-State Swingin' Spurs. You can come over and line dance with us.
I've seen them before. You've seen them a couple times at Stampede during the summer. They do a little show usually.
They do, and that gets our people up and moving, which is a great thing. It's a wonderful way to get a little bit of exercise during the day, and they're a lot of fun.
They are. They are. And let's talk about some dates and times and when and I guess the who, what, when, where on this event.
So this event is happening next Tuesday, September the 18th. We have it at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina because it's the only place in our region that can hold all of us for the day. We'll be there with about 700 people strong. Cost is $25. You can register now by calling the Area Agency on Aging or just show up at the door.
And what's going to be involved with the Sunflower Fair? So many people, I'm sure there's just going to be, you mentioned Swinging Spurs, but probably a real showcase for services and those sort of things.
Absolutely. Our keynote speaker is David Adcock. He is with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, a true advocate and expert on the health of those two programs. That's of a lot of interest to people because even people younger than this age group are worried, will Social Security and Medicare be there for us? He really understands the health of the trust funds, and so he'll be telling us about that. Our closing speaker is Ken Canfield, an expert on grandparenting. Now, I hadn't thought that grandparenting, well, of course, grandparents is important. I'm a grandparent. I love being a grandparent. The Area Agency on Aging encourages strong families. But I hadn't thought about all the issues that surround grandparenting. Manhattan Christian College had a symposium on grandparenting. We learned a lot and wanted to give Ken Canfield an opportunity to come and speak with us. So he's our speaker, our keynote speaker in the afternoon, and he's also going to have one of the classes during the day.
Here with Karen Mays with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. If you have any questions, 785-537-1350. Phone lines are open as Karen will be with us for probably another 5-6 minutes. And Karen, I guess real quick, give us a little background on your involvement with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, and maybe just kind of some background on the agency in general, how long it's been around and its service areas.
Well, I am always surprised to find out that we're the best kept secret in 18 counties that we serve. We serve counties that go all the way over almost to Topeka, out west past Salina, north to the border with Nebraska, and down south almost all the way to Wichita. And so people in that region have an opportunity to get served on just about anything they'd need. We run the Meals on Wheels program in all of those counties. We have Medicare and other senior health insurance counseling programs. We have housing, just about anything that people who are needing help and their age 55 and older, or caregivers for people in that age group, just might want to call us. We're also a disability resource center, so people who are caring for people with disabilities could call in and get information and assistance.
Do we have a phone call? Okay, let's go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
The dancers at the Salina Health Fair will be about as close as we're ever going to get to the Winfield world-famous music festival.
That's true.
You. That's true. Have fun.
Thank you, and we would encourage everybody to enjoy music also. Music is important, lights up our day, and so we would certainly encourage that. Hey, some people might want to know about the hospital and some of the activities that they're sponsoring. Salina Regional Health Center will have a class on heart health and also one on depression, and that is something that most people don't think about being such a huge issue for seniors or anybody, but that hospital has identified that as one of the top issues that they're treating. So even if you're not depressed, maybe you want to come to the class to help recognize the symptoms of that and be able to help people that you know.
Here with Karen Mays. She's with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Karen, just tell us a little bit about what you do at the agency.
Well, I supervise about 10 programs there. Meals on Wheels, as I mentioned, the Medicare Counseling Program, a Family Caregiver Program, Education and Outreach. There's a really cool program called the Foster Grandparent Program that matches at-risk seniors in our grade schools. They read and assist at-risk children in the elementaries. So if anybody is interested in that program, they could give us a call and get connected with that. We also have an employment program for people. We try to match employers who are looking for people to work with seniors, and seniors are some of the most dependable people that you can hire because they've been in the workforce for a long time and are a great group to perhaps be employed at your business.
And I know a lot of older folks that are on that senior citizen age, a lot of them want to keep working. I know, and this is what's going to be different for me back down when I get back home and on the air down there. I'm going to have to be more careful about how I reference my parents because I know they'll probably be listening. Here, I can say this here that I probably can't say down there. So here we go. My dad's older. he's getting towards that retirement age, but he wants to keep on going. Like he doesn't want to stop at 65. I think he's going to go like at 67 or something like that. And is that a pretty common trend that you hear?
It absolutely is. There's a lot of people age 60 and older that are looking at their lives and saying, you know, retirement isn't what it's cracked up to be. I would like to stay in the workforce. I would like to be able to socialize with people on a daily basis, and I want to make a difference. And if your health isn't an issue, it's a great opportunity for you to continue contributing to the community.
Here with Karen Mays with North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Karen, just a couple more minutes. Some other things you might want to go over real quick.
Yes, so once again, I would like to tell you that this event is happening September the 18th, which is next Tuesday. It is at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. People can pay at the door $25 or call us. Our 800 number is 800-432-2703. And you could call us and get registered in advance. We're going to have a bunch of exhibitors over there. Also, there's lots of activity. There's even a tractor show that's going on out in the parking lot.
They've just perked up.
Tractor show?
Yes.
I got to load up the H and go to Salina?
You should.
Tuesday, huh?
You should.
What time does that start?
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we go until 4 in the afternoon. But, hey, Dave, bring your tractor on over anyway.
About to be a late entry.
It was a proposal prop the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring it on over. It'll be fun. There'll be plenty of room. I'll let the folks know you're coming.
All right.
And, Karen, you guys are based right here in Manhattan.
Yes, our headquarters are right here in Manhattan, and we also have an office in Salina in Emporia. And so what I tell folks is if you ever have a question or a need and you're either in that age group or you are caring for someone in that age group, which could be any age, call us, because that's what we're there for, is to help people. We're a nonprofit organization, and we're very excited to be able to connect people to services or help them ourselves.
Very good. Karen Mays with North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brady.
More in focus, some of my farewell thoughts on the other side. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Make time for mine, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need 3-4 minutes.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Maybe 5. Good to see you, Karen. Thank you.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential